previously on the Dusk Sea Adventures. It's been a while, so let's just go back and listen to the previous episode, because the adventures continue now.
One year later.
Basically.
Alright.
Who are you people? I don't recognize you.
I don't know.
Did you, strangers just randomly wander into our house and said, let's play D&D!
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there's been an attempted murder, everyone.
I told you not to talk about that.
No, another one. I mean, what?
What?
What? Huh? Our podcast almost died.
It was two crows instead of three.
Yeah. What?
A group of crows? Like three crows?
Murder.
Okay. So it's been...
Oh, those
come back!
It has been almost a year since we last recorded anything for this campaign. Honestly... I've forgotten to give you episode 43 to put up.
Oh.
Yeah. So, these two might come out hand in hand.
One year later.
1 year later. So we have a little bit of an ambush here for those that are listening in the last episode. So I need everyone to roll for initiative.
I think we had before, but I certainly don't remember the number.
No, I don't think you did. I don't think you did.
Wow. Well, mine's three.
Yours is three? Don't forget to add your dexterity modifiers.
No, wait.
13.
So mine's four.
Hold on.
And then your dex modifiers. And one.
Mary, yours is four?
Yep.
Alright. Silky?
13.
Druid is ready to kick some tail, Snoot.
13.
When we first left off, I ran ahead chasing after this tiny cat-sized green creature that was chewing on a human leg.
You did?
Shut your mouth. The half-orc whose name happens to be the word I.
Right.
He chased after this tiny goblin, and then suddenly arrows were flying through the air.
I don't remember the arrows.
One of them barely strikes him. You can see it glance across his shoulder, and you see, like, fabric get shredded, and the force of it spins him around.
Does his clothes fly off? Because I don't want to see that again.
No. He does, however...
Does his loincloth flop up, though? Like,
well, I mean, yeah, like, he does kind of land face forward, and you get a whole, like...
It's eye moon.
Yeah, you get the eye moon. But he has fallen prone to the ground, and is not moving. In background talk, Jason is not with us, and we'll be sitting out for an undetermined amount of time. That is up to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Miri, you had just told him to watch out for an ambush, and lo and behold, ambush.
Because he doesn't listen.
Nope. So, first up is another one of the arrow shooters shooting at Miri. Miri?
Yes.
That is a 19.
Against my...
armor class.
I'm gonna try and find it in this
It's down 14. Next to combat, yeah.
14? Alright. You are getting a longbow. Oh, shoot.
I swear to God, if you killed me again.
How much health do you have?
20 points.
Okay. Okay, well, this hurts. You take 9 points of piercing damage as this arrow lodges into your arm.
Okay.
And I will tell you that you see that this arrow, I have it on the map somewhere in my notes. Doop, doop, doop. Where did he go? I lost him.
We're professionals over here.
Yep. Alright, so it came from this general direction.
As he points to a map that you guys can't see.
If we are to consider that your characters are true north, which is incorrect in the actual compass, but for simplicity's sake, it's coming from the southwest of you.
I can't do left and right, but I can do east and west. What are your passive
perceptions?
My passive perception. She did that.
I'm at 16.
Mine is a 10.
10.
Where's the passive? Oh, there it is. 12.
12. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know that this. You saw a little head bob up from the top of that roof. These roofs have the peaks. I'm sure there are architectural terms for these. They have that triangular look, and it came up from the other side of the roof.
The so gable this, is?
Hmm?
What? Gable.
On a house? Yes. I thought you were talking like the Washington Monument.
No, he's describing the roof here.
Yeah, they're called gables.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can they the be gable. Green? He picked what?
Can they be green?
What?
No, Anna.
Thank you. You understand that.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
No.
Two smart people figured that one out.
Okay, hold on. Okay. They may have been green at one point, but these buildings are hundreds of years old.
No pigs, no green gables.
Nope.
I just quit.
Quit.
I can't work under these conditions.
And no purple birds, black beaks.
You already met one, and you turned into a cube.
And he left me.
The cube flew away.
Yeah, I want one with me.
All right, Snoot, it's your turn.
Yay! I have nothing to shoot at.
I mean, you've got Eyes Moon, but, you know.
Tempting, but I'm going to stealth.
Prime target, like, right there.
Because stealth. 15 plus 8.
All right, so where are you hiding?
Into here-ish.
Okay, so you move to the east of on our map.
Yeah, so just kind of around the corner of some ruins. There's some shrubbery behind me.
Yep.
And some building half in front of me, so I can peek out, but I'm at least under cover.
Alright.
So, harder to hit, right?
Correct, actually.
Yes, I would how does say, that mechanic work? I forget.
There is a cover mechanic.
Yes, what's the...
So I would say you at least have 3/4 cover, so you would get a +5 bonus to your armor class and dexterity saving throws against attacks and effects that originate on the opposite side of that cover.
Okay.
So if that individual were to shoot at you, you would get bonus. You would be a lot better off.
Yes, got it.
Because your armor class is already stupid. Oh my god.
16.
Yeah,
for a rogue.
Stupid.
So then, yeah, if that little guy tries to... And what were they called? We'd figured it out.
Well, you had figured out that the green guy was a,
Was a goblin. Okay, it was a goblin.
Yeah, in this campaign world...
There were no goblins.
Yeah, goblins are supposed to be extinct, like, for
That's
at
why
least,
I was looking for something more complicated.
Yeah, for hundreds of years.
Okay, so goblin, got it.
However, Silky, what you saw was red. Red-faced. And wearing a helmet. That looked a little bit rusty.
Maybe that's why he's red.
Because he's rusty.
Do I know what it is?
I will let you make a roll, history. Oh, crap.
18 plus.
This would be a hobgoblin. When goblins eat the heart of a mortal humanoid, they enter a pupal stage, And then they you emerge. Evolve. They emerge as hobgoblins.
They Pokemon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Good. Basically.
Now, if you're the one who gives it the humanoid's heart, can you control said hobgoblin?
No.
I is safe for now.
You're going to let Jason's character die?
I said he's safe for now.
Speaking of Silky, it is your turn.
Is it?
Yep.
While I was helping, I missed a lot. So
all that's really happened that you know of is she's in hiding, and then
of course she
arrow hit
me. Well, yeah, I'm there. It's not like I hide from the battle. You make it sound like I'm a coward.
Well,
I'm a survivalist. I'm a rogue. I do the most damage from stealth. Come on. I'm no good not in the shadows. Also no good not drunk. It's a good thing my character's drunk.
Basically, perpetually.
Is the hobgoblin in my line of sight?
Right now, it's ducked underneath the gable?
Yes.
Gable.
The ridge, the gable, yeah.
Alright then. I'll just move up 5 spaces.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you got right here, you see somebody. Ducking behind the 5-foot section of this wall, in this ruin, which kind of has like a ramp, like the closer bit of this wall is only 4 foot high, it gets further away up to 5 feet, and then there's a corner, and the elevation goes up to 6 feet. So ducking behind this 5-foot section on the corner, you see a dragonborn. Now, I would like to introduce our new member. Whitney, say hi.
Hi.
And who are you playing today?
Thyrin.
Yeah, this is a dragonborn druid. So you're hiding. You know you have been hunting these goblinoids. You had heard that there was some turmoil in this section of the world. And there was a fellow druid of your order that knew that there was some unnatural things happening. And you were given this location to go to. And then you were pinned down by arrow fire. So this arrow attack had been happening for a while. You had maybe a 5-minute reprieve before it started happening again, but in a different direction. So if anyone were to come around this corner, you would actually see like arrows along this wall.
The 6-foot section of the wall.
Yeah, the 6 to 5 foot section of the wall. Yeah. Because she has been hiding here for a while. Waiting for a chance to leave. So you see this female dwarf with wonderful blonde beard.
Beautiful. It's glorious, yeah.
Glorious.
It's the most beautiful beard you've ever seen.
Yes.
It's the best beard.
You've got, like, jewelry in there, too, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
It pretty much instantly makes people hot for her. That, like, dwarven women.
We have basically, in our world, we have just concluded that she is the hottest damn dwarf lady. So she's always, like, putting up hoods and hiding because otherwise...
She gets so much attention. She doesn't like attention.
All the dwarf dudes would be all like... So you see this dragonborn pinned down. You see this dwarf. It's your turn currently. What do you do?
How much of the dragonborn can I see?
Enough.
I mean, can it be apparent?
You know that they're alive and that they're hiding.
I'm like gonna throw up a druidic gang sign and see what happens.
Or are you just?
Is that not what you do naturally when you meet people? Just in case
you don't have your
yo,
you know, jar. It's like that little
foresight.
Other people just think it's a tick.
Nothing,
you know?
Yeah.
Judar.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I'm like...
It just sounds like Semitic as crap.
That's what I'm like, oh, no. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, no.
I was with you.
Yeah, like, I couldn't quite get it to not sound awful.
Druidar.
Druidar sounds better.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds less Nazi.
Right. How about Druid Radar?
That's too long.
They can short it to the DR.
You got the DR?
That sounds dirty.
Well, I'll leave it up to the Dragonborn, because I'm going to prepare a...
Ready in action.
Yeah, I'm going to ready in action. I'm going to prepare a spell while I'm standing there.
Alright. Are you going to finish your movement forward? I think you had like 10 feet left.
That is true. I'm going to hesitate for just a bit to see if there's a reaction.
Alright, how obviously druidic are you? Like, are you, if
do
you
walk
were,
around
if
the
you
Star
were...
of David, Drew?
Oh, no.
I got a tattoo on my forehead.
No. Oh, no.
in your bottle tonight?
I'm going to blame the fact that I'm changing meds, because... Yeah.
Okay, so you, like...
No filter.
Are you familiar with World of Warcraft?
Sort of,
okay. It's very obvious what character classes are and that kind of thing because of, like, equipment and everything. It's like, based on what your character wears, are they very nature-y?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so you...
I got a root hat going on.
Yeah.
So you're either cosplaying Groot or...
I went, like, Jamaican with, like, the dreads and the hat and the Rastafarian. Yes!
That's where my mind
I also went to, like, I was going to say, is she so covered in vines? Because
she does like her herbs.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I don't think anybody heard what I said. That's
nope.
Probably a good thing.
Oh, don't worry. It's recorded.
But you might not be able to hear it over the laughing.
Okay. We'll see. Alright, so you see this Rastafarian dragonborn.
No, you're gonna be... Now I can just imagine, because what I said was tentacle porn. It's like, if that gets recorded.
No.
You're probably not gonna hear anything else I say, but that part where
you
I said it sings off.
You brought up the octopus that until he talked down several episodes ago.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
Oh, Silky is clearly druid. She doesn't even try to hide it at all. So she's gonna walk. Go ahead and finish her movement. So I have prepared a spell.
Okay.
And I have moved forward.
All right.
As far as I can.
And
move.
you got your eyes on that roof.
Yes.
Okay.
I have ascertained that the dragonborn Rastafarian is not a threat to me.
What is the exact nature of your ready action?
It's a secret.
What's the trigger? No, what's the trigger?
Any movement from that ridge? Is that the...
Yeah, because they have to be in line of sight.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're waiting to see movement, like, before you...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's good to know. Because, does a 19 hit your armor class?
It does.
Okay. So an arrow comes up from over here.
That is to the almost direct south, but slightly
there's a
east.
Giant tower blocking the way. I am
that is the microphone.
That.
That's not in the map.
It's totally a giant tower right in the middle
whoever
of the
built
super
it
phallic,
has,
too.
Yes!
Whoever built it has compensation issues.
The giant phallic tower.
Golden rod.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
He's going to have his own little hand.
It's not getting anything else.
It's all about the penis in these games.
It is.
Yeah. Well, it's your fault. You draw the maps.
But not the microphone.
That's right. You just touch it.
He's the only one that touches.
I bought it.
Well, it's just a little bit more acceptable than him.
Not helping.
I know.
Alright, so you take 4 damage. 4 piercing damage as an arrow skirts across your arm, cuts into you.
So that one's hiding behind the gable over there, too?
Yep.
Is it Clark? Which gable is it? At least you got it.
I did, too. I just didn't have a witty comeback. For once. Just this. No.
Silky? Does a 15 hit your armor class?
It does.
Another arrow from over this direction hits you for 8 points of piercing damage.
Ow.
Yeah.
So,
So from here on out, when I ask what the trigger is for your, for your ready to action...
It's the doorbell. My mom.
That means, I'm trying to trick you.
It's not on a meme.
So many, so many things about tricking there.
For your viewers to be home, said. I'm flipping him the bird. Twice.
Well, this is just like when Miri was all like, yes, I'm free from the mud, and I asked her if she said that out loud.
Your answer is always no.
Because then a large earth elemental will smash your face in.
I've almost died like 3 times in this game. And it killed my familiar. Southern heaven.
Southern flame in heaven.
So did I get your name right? I did not. What was your name again?
Thyverin.
Thyverin? That's not a mouthful at all. Thyverin. Thyverin.
We'll come up with a nickname.
You can say Thyva.
Thyva. That's what I have written down. Okay. Thyva. It's your turn. Alright. So you... The way that this game works, because she has not played D&D before, and we're all
she's
about
jumping teaching, in the deep end.
Teaching to noobs. She picked the wrong group. Alright. during your turn, you have a move action, which is your speed, basically, which I don't think you have written down there.
No, she doesn't.
I think Dragonborn is 30 feet?
Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty standard.
Right. See where the foot is, or the shoe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have your movement, and then you have your action. And if you have an ability that allows you to, a bonus action. So like, not everyone has a bonus action. That's something that you have to have, a thing that says bonus action for you to do. You can break up your movement as, like, however you want. You can move and then do the action. You can
do the action. Yeah, it's like move, hit with stick, then stop.
Or you can
keep moving.
Move, action, move. As long as the total for your turn is up to 30 feet.
Okay.
Each little grid... We're using a grid map, by the way. each little grid is 5 feet.
Okay.
You got a 12-foot tree. You got a building. 3-foot bush. There's some little... Shush. Shush you.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
That's quite a bush you got there.
Is that what's... Silky? There it is, the beard.
You wouldn't be able to see Silky's because of the beard.
That's true. She's also, I mean, how tall is she? She's a dwarf.
We're all going to hell.
In a handbasket and happy.
Like the snacks.
I always bring snacks.
So right now you are hiding behind this corner of the ruins.
Mm-hmm.
And you had been alright, just kind of like, you know, oh, it's just me in danger, I'm kind of in a safe spot right now, trying to, like, slowly think out a plan, and suddenly these morons show up, because this half-orc goes, "Bah!" making all this noise, and now there are innocent lives in danger. From these aberrations.
Oh, somebody's playing evil.
It is. You may not personally care. That's up to you. In all honesty, it is up to you whether you personally care.
You haven't spoken to her about alignment yet.
No. She is fresh off the dock. She is super new. She
didn't even know what races were.
Yes, right. Yeah. She knew less than I did.
No class. I didn't know what classes were until like last.
So whether you care or not, up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But your job right now is to remove the aberrations, which are basically these creatures which should be extinct, and to protect the innocent lives.
Okay.
So, whether you care or not, it's still your job.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you have in your possession some magic skills, you have some melee weapons, which would require you to be, like, up close and personal, and you also have the ability to change into animals. Because of being in the circle of the moon, you can do it quickly.
And I can't fly in water, right?
Yeah, you cannot swim nor fly yet. Okay. Yet. I think that's fourth level you can swim. Fly is saved for higher level.
Oh my goodness, could I, like, jump up in the air? Like, how high can I jump?
I think there is a way to figure out.
There is. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is. It's going to be based on your strength, which is a 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably not super high. Stop trying to kill me.
Jump calculator. I found a jump.
Oh, hey, here we go. High jump. It's on my DM screen. Move 10 plus feet, and it jump a number of feet equal to 3 plus your strength modifier. When you make a standing high jump, you can jump only half that distance.
So I can only jump 3 feet.
So 3 plus your strength modifier, which is 2. So 5. You can jump 2.5 feet.
What the hell?
Standing. You're not a basketball player.
But I'm like over 6 feet tall.
So you could look over the fence, or the wall that you're...
Yeah, you can look over.
Crunching.
Well, what was in my mind in the moment if I can't jump?
Yeah, what's your strength?
Dragonborn can't jump.
Strength. Yeah. I can't fly yet, so.
So the 14?
Yeah.
And then you said you're over 6 feet. By how much?
Over, it said between 6 and 7 feet. So.
6'5"?
Now, if you wanted to climb over the wall, you could. Easily.
See, I was thinking about, like, jumping so that, like, people could see me.
Hey!
That's what went through my mind.
Well, okay, well, the corner you're on, like, mm-hmm. is at a gradient 4 feet to 5 feet to 6 feet.
Okay.
So, like, you could just, like, peek around and be like, hey! Or,
hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys! Or you could just, like, because you're over 6 feet tall and it's a 5-foot wall, you could literally just, sup?
Yeah, your high jump is 5 feet. Like, you can...
She would have to move 10 plus feet in order to do that, according to the rules.
Yes, it would count as 10 feet of movement.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I found a jump calculator. Put it in.
So, are you trying to...
Google is your friend.
Or... I don't know, like, draw them out a little bit more. Okay.
Trying to draw out the baddies?
Yeah.
Alright, do a... So you're trying to cause a distraction, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll... Charisma plus something. Does she have any charisma stuff?
She's got her charisma is.
I don't think she has any charisma skills.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so just roll a 20 sider, which is your green one, and then add 3. Oh crap!
22.
Okay, I'm going to say that causing a distraction, at least one of them, or... All right, hold on.
You're like McKenzie and Leg trying to jabber in my head.
Right, I have my foresighter here, and either... This is going to determine how many of them get distracted by this, because that was a really good roll. And if I roll a 4, I'm just going to re-roll. Speaking of... Dang! Why am I not using a d4? Okay, you've distracted all of them. Upon their turn, they're actually going to get disadvantage on the roll, which means they have to roll twice and take the lower number.
Yep.
So you have basically helped out these newfound allies of yours. They're like, woohoo, over here! Look at me! Hey! And so when they peek up over, they're going to be all like, target, wait, what? And They're going to lose their focus. So next up...
Wait, one second. I have one thing I have to bring up.
What?
Dragonborn with dreads. Dragonborns don't grow hair.
It's her hat.
It is a part of her hat, then.
Vines?
Okay. Because I was just realizing.
It's like a vine hat.
Okay.
See? Tentacle porn. That's what I was talking about. If there was vines included, that's when I said, okay.
Yeah, I watched Evil Dead, yeah.
Because my character actually has dreads, so that's why I was like, I was thinking about it for a second. Like, wait a second. Dragonborns! They can't grow hair.
You can't do that.
I had to Google it.
Miri.
Yes.
Your turn. Do you remember how to play games?
I'm sorry, what are we doing? Alright,
So I was hit and fell after you told him not to run ahead. And then you had this friend go into hiding.
I'm going to tell him he's disgraced his family.
You're going to have this friend that went into hiding, mm-hmm. and then this one that went ahead and just got shot twice.
And that was Silky.
Silky, yeah. And all of a sudden, there's
this... pretty good aim to hit such a small target.
They have this, and then suddenly this reptilian stands up from behind that corner and goes, "Hey, over here!"
Okay, so
facing this way.
I think I'm going to aim for the closest one over there.
Well, they are currently ducked behind the gable.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave Eye's stupid ass.
Okay.
And I go, I think hide behind a bush. Could I do that?
You want to hide it under a bushel?
No, I'm not going to let it shine.
Or are you going to dive into the bush?
Might as well. Yeah, I'm gonna go hide behind one of the bushes.
Alright, which one? I believe I have placed all the height markers that I can.
Just put me in a bush. Put me in a direction.
The bush. The bush you can reach is right here, or okay. You can go back into the foliage.
Foliage.
Foliage. Words are hard. Foliage behind you.
I'm gonna go back this way.
Okay. And do you want to make a hide action?
Yes, yeah, stealth roll.
All right, stealth it. How do you stealth? 3+.
Trips into
3.
So 6.
Trips and gets tangled in bush.
Exactly.
I mean, there's other ways to like worse places to land. So.
All right, so we're back at the top of the initiative. Goblin number 3 peeks up. Silky.
Boom.
What are you doing?
Thunder wave.
I don't think that's going to reach. Thunder wave is like a shotgun blast with like a 15-foot cube, I believe. Like, do you want it to still be thunder wave? That way you just be like, "Badoo!" Wait, shit.
No. I don't want it to be thunder wave.
I'm granting you a pass because it's been a while.
Yeah, and because you shot me all up.
I did. You're a little delirious from all the
better new, you than me this
from
time.
From all the new piercings.
I bought a penis up. Wait, that goes.
Welcome to the club.
Do we have good jokes in this club? Like,
I mean, sometimes I come up with some pretty good ones. It's just like, you know,
I come up with some fantastic physics jokes. Nobody gets them.
Just sometimes saying. I get them.
It's all relative.
Occasional.
No.
Ha!
No.
She's bad, but yeah.
Moonbeam.
Moonbeam?
Yes. That's 120 feet range.
Oh, shit. No, not moonbeam. No! Alright, that's something that starts on his turn, right? Or...
He does a check or something?
Bonus concentration...
I don't think it would work right now because the trigger was the start of was a movement. So if it's the start of his turn, the actual damage won't occur.
Yeah.
What is it?
If he enters in or starts his turn there.
Okay.
Since his turn had already
Is it a single 5-foot column?
It is.
Okay. Alright. But the point is, it's there.
It
and you can use it.
And it's going to burn the ass. That's what it's going to do.
Okay.
So, Moonburn?
Yes.
He's going to...
Is he a redhead?
Suddenly, suddenly this column of silvery light appears over this goblin over the gable to the west. And he is going to fire at the druid dwarf. But because there's this other blue reptile creature going, "Arr!" he is distracted. Additionally, more so now that there's this light on top of him. And he is actually rolling a 6 against your armor class, Silky.
That does not pass.
Damn it. Okay. Snoot, it's your turn.
Yay!
Alright. I'm gonna also say that this guy did not hide back down behind the gable, because he's all like, "What is happening?"
Oh good, then I can see him and I can shoot at him. Now, he's partially covered, I'm guessing.
He at least has half cover.
Okay. But I have advantage. How does that work?
Well, that's roll twice and take the highest.
Okay, but he has his disadvantage from me hitting him.
His disadvantage is for his attacks because there's a distraction on the field.
Right, but he's covered.
Oh, he just gets a bonus to armor class.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
18 plus.
A million, because you're...
me.
You're min-maxed.
Yeah, plus 6.
God. So 24.
24.
I can guarantee you a 24 hits.
Good. Okay, so then I need, 2d6s? Because I'm a stealthed. Right? Is it crap?
Yeah, your backstab, stealth damage is, I believe, 2d6.
Yeah, 2d6. Yep. Okay. And a d8.
Yeah. Don't forget plus 4 for your dexterity.
Yes.
Oh my god, so many dice. Why so many? Oh my god! You rolled the highest number on all three dice.
It's 20.
It's 20 plus 4. 24 damage.
You did 24 damage to this guy. How does he die?
I'm pretty sure bolt hits him square in the bridge of the nose, and he goes flipping off the building.
Okay.
So... right into his brain pan. Thank you for lighting my way.
And you see this red-faced creature topple backwards. I hate you.
The quest said go that way. Now, here's a question.
Yes.
Do I need to re-stealth? Because these two didn't see me.
You do need to re-stealth. However,
but I killed the only one that saw me.
I will also give you advantage. Because because from this perspective, neither of them should be able... They should have a general idea of where that bolt came from. But you do have advantage here. Oh, shit.
Oh. Yeah, so 16 plus 8.
Okay, you're one with the shadows. As always.
I'm drunk, aren't I?
Do you want to move at all?
I'd like shift or something. I don't know. I shift within the square.
You're back within your corner? Okay.
Yeah, like I'm in my corner.
All right, Silky. It is your official turn.
So I think it's like my official turn.
Keep falling over.
No, it's there's a crease here, and this isn't flat. She almost never falls down when she's drunk.
She has drunk too.
Yeah, she's better at everything when she's drunk. When she rolls a 1, she needs another drink.
Didn't I already give you the poison and like condition on that combat, the drunk food combat?
Yes.
Yeah, I was rolling with disadvantage.
All right, Silky.
Can I see Bubba on the roof over there?
They have both ducked under the gable.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move up 1 and over 2 so that I'm behind the bush number 2 over there, a 2-foot bush.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. So you move east into a bush.
I'm not in the bush. I'm just hiding behind it.
Behind the bush.
So that dude can't see me.
Yes. All right. Yeah,
thank
like
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, trying to minimize.
That behind. Got it. You want... Okay, the knight move. All right. You did an L-shaped move.
Yes.
Okay.
With 1 forward and 2 to the side.
A literal knight move. For chess.
Thank yes, you. Yes, we got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Okay.
Communication is key.
It is.
Knight to E4. Well, wait, it's...
Dwarf to G13.
Yeah. Got this.
No. Sounds like a fun new game in the making.
It's called Dungeons & Dragons.
D&D chess could be cool on a really big map.
A chess LARP.
That's where knight to e4 came from.
When she knocked him off Ron, of the room, the first guy, I stopped concentrating and lost that.
Oh, you lost the moon?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I has a spare.
Nobody wants to
his loincloth is flapping in the breeze.
Is it the breeze, though, or is it what he ate for dinner?
You probably don't want to know what he ate for dinner.
It's the bacon.
Okay.
It's the booze.
So I'm going to cast Fairy Fire in the direction of Goblin number one over there.
Oh, shit. He has to do a save, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. This character does not have any bacon. So weird.
It's a dex save.
A dex save. What's the number?
14.
14? Okay, he saved.
Boo.
He did.
That's so lame.
How does that work? Does like there's like these little flames come out of you toward creatures or objects or something? Like I don't know how a dex save fits there. It's like, oh, here comes the magic. Let me just move out of the way.
Ew, don't let it touch me.
Cootie magic.
It was flames? You just fan it real fast. Right whip of your hand. You got this.
Okay, fine. Anyway.
Alright, so you cast Fairy Fire over there.
Yes.
Anything else? Anything else to move and an action?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
That was all for me right now.
Alright.
Yeah, you point him out, I shoot him down. You got this.
So, creature number two down to the south here. He peeks up over the gable. There's this blue dragonborn waving their hands and distracting him. However, he notices that, you know, this dragonborn is hiding behind a wall. It's going to be a difficult target. But this half-elf over here, kind of like fighting the... half-elf? Fighting the branches with their sick stealth. He rolled a perception of 15 on a disadvantage. She's trying to, like, climb into the tree and, like, is having a hard time, like...
I'm getting... Wilson from Home
Improvement. So he is going to try and hit the half-elf. Still has disadvantage because of the distraction. Son of a bitch! I mean, I rolled a good number.
What kind of a weapon does he have to reach all the way over there?
Longbow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It shoots over long distances.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what kind it was. That's all.
Okay.
Well, I mean, so even a crossbow would hit from there.
Yeah. So that's a 5. Yeah. Against your armor class.
Stop trying to kill me!
Stop getting in danger.
Or wear some clothes.
It does not hit.
Okay.
Wait, like,
so you're fighting...
You have to be, like, naked.
You're fighting the branches and the bushes, trying to find a spot to duck into, and then this arrow embeds itself into the tree next to you.
Oh, shit. Do you use it as a scout?
And now it is this other guy's turn. He stands up, peeks over the gable. The only one the only one they can see is the dragonborn, so going to take a shot. You have 3/4 cover from being behind that thing, which means your armor class is actually 5 points higher than what it says on your paper. Mother of God! So, you know how he's rolling on disadvantage here?
Uh-huh.
He rolled a 20. And then a lower number.
Well, at least it wasn't a double one again.
Yeah. Alright, so, Because
then he would have fallen off the roof.
So, armor class. He rolled a 13.
18? Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. 18.
Alright. So, that with your 3/4 coverage, it's 18? Yeah. Okay. Son of a bitch. So, you're all like, hey, over here! Come shoot at me! And then you hear a thunk from the wall to your left. Mm-hmm. Because an arrow just got embedded there. Speaking of, both of them have now ducked back down behind their gables, and it is now your turn. This is why I typically recommend fighter characters for starters. It's all like, smash a thing or shoot a thing. That's it. But you do have the options of turning into a creature, casting one of your spells. However, both of these targets are in height.
Mm-hmm. So could I
turn
into an animal and move?
Yes. As a druid of the Circle of the Moon, you can change as a bonus action, which means you can also do a thing. So you can change, move, and still do a thing. And I believe, is this the actions? That is a list of all the actions you can do, plus a few others someone added on there, like cry, sing the song of your people. What's that one on the bottom?
Jump up and down and squeal.
Jump up and down the screen. That's what you did last time. You've already tried that.
like bad guys scared us.
They can be.
Can I turn into a snake and then
seductive? Mm-hmm. Are you turning into a typical snake or like a giant snake or a boa constrictor or something like that? Because there's this list of animals in the back I pointed out earlier to you. So right now, like, all your characters are medium-sized. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is large is above that. Yeah. Tiny is below that. Small is below that. So it goes tiny, small, medium, large, huge.
So I can turn into a medium.
You can turn into anything with a challenge of 1 or lower. You're a constrictor snake?
Yep.
Okay. So, this dragonborn that's all like, hey, blah, 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 suddenly shrinks behind the wall. And then this snake slithers around. It is a large constrictor. And it's going to eat I. No.
We have a snack on the way.
Yep. Okay, so you're moving 30 feet. Where are you going? So, like, each of these little odd little squares here, I don't know if that...
Is this yours? Who's this? Sorry.
I don't know.
So I'm like, okay, so it's like
there are doors to go into buildings. There, as a constrictor snake, 30 feet.
Okay.
And you are right here to start with.
1, 2, 3. How do we diagonal so for this?
It's 5 foot. So 5, 10, 15, 20.
4, 5.
Well, there's a thing blocking the corner.
Oh, snake and crawler. So 20, 25, 30.
Yeah, that'd be fine. So you can make it up next to your druid friend.
Sure, let's do that. I'll come chill next to the bush with them.
The snake's going to the bush now?
Yeah. Straight sex is okay.
Oh, wow. My.
Oh my. Alright, any actions you wanted to perform?
No.
Okay. Let's just move on then. Oh, a good one to do if you don't know what to do, there is a defense action. So I basically would add a natural 2 to your armor class.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? I think it's called dodge. No, that's not it. No, that might be it. Until the start of your next turn, any attack roll made against you has disadvantage if you can see the attacker. So, if you have no idea what to do, that's a good one. So it's basically like you're aware, mm-hmm. and you're just waiting for it.
Gotcha.
All right, Miri.
Mm-hmm.
Thunk, arrow right next to you. In the tree.
Can I burn down the gable where the person's at?
This one?
Yes.
I mean, if you want to.
I want to do that.
Okay. What are you doing? Well, you're currently way over there.
All right, well,
you are way over there.
Move me into range where I can do it.
What was your speed?
It is 30.
5, 10, 15, 20. You're on the corner.
And I'm going to do burning hands.
You're standing next to a snake.
Okay.
Okay, well, burning hands is a 15-foot cone?
Yes. So I'm not close enough.
No, not really. You're just... two more? I think you have at least two more.
Yeah.
So one, two?
Yep.
All right. And you set fire to the building?
Set fire to the building. Set fire to the rain.
All right. Let me find my red pin. Over the past year, you've become a pyromaniac.
I've always been a pyromaniac, but I don't broadcast that because that's one of the triads. And people already think I'm a psychopath. I need to add to the...
So we have a little fire started. I think I want to say it's going to spread one square per round. Does that sound...
Sounds fair.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what is... Hold on.
It's instant, one action.
Oh, what's the, what is the...
It's a 15-foot cone.
15-foot cone?
Yeah.
So you would have gotten all three squares here.
Yep.
No, not the bushes. They're 2 feet high. Though if that fire spreads anymore, those bushes are probably going to be in trouble.
Fire is good at spreading.
You're going to start a forest fire.
I get to burn down the last thing. Let me burn shit, man! I'm not hurting animals.
Alright, so you set fire to the building. Awesome! Alright. Anything else for me?
That's it.
Alright, so Snoot, it is your turn.
Yay.
You saw your friend almost get hit with an arrow, and then turn, and then you heard a very familiar... Your memory shoots back to the days of, of when you were super drunk in that bar, and the gangsters tried to kill you.
Like a week ago?
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
In-game. Yeah. Yeah, that memory really isn't that old.
No.
It really just happened.
This happened not too long ago. Yeah. So you hear a very familiar...
And so I've seen that they've gone this way.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the map here,
yep.
You have drawn... Is this stairs?
That is stairs.
Up or down?
Well, that depends on the stairs.
That's what I'm asking. Do they go up or down?
They start down... And go up. It is a hole on the roof.
And so this is the inside the building that we're seeing the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
The holes are conveniently placed over all the staircases.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not like a video game at all. There's only an entrance over here where the entrance is?
Yes.
Oh. Well, screw that.
Because there are no windows.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are windows. Do you look for a window?
I mean, yeah.
I would say, based on placement of the staircase versus the building, there's probably a window right here. Closer to where y'all started.
Okay. Now, I think I'm going to go down the building. So, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... So this would be one move.
Yep.
So that's...
And you can also... don't you have a bonus action for dash?
I do have... Yes. I also can dash, and then I also have bonus actions. Yep.
Wait, what? You can dash for free?
Yes. If I'm not attacking anything. However, I'm a rogue, and dashing is a terrible idea for a rogue. I can, however, move again. I think I want to bonus action to stealth.
Is the dashing a verb or an adjective?
It's a verb in this case. It's an adjective only when I'm with other dwarves.
I see.
As a human, I guess. I don't know. I don't really care what anybody else's opinion is, except dwarves, apparently.
She's a dwarf!
Yes, I know! I'm saying that that's the only time that verb might come into play. Or adjective.
You're just sticking there?
No, I'm going to... trying to think exactly how to use the bonus action to... it's cunning action to... Because I can hide. I'm trying to... How far can you move to hide? Just, like, in the next square?
If cunning action allows you to use a bonus action to hide, so it doesn't really matter. You just have to be in a place that's hidden.
I'm trying to see if I can move one more square. But I also want to stealth. Because I don't want to dash. Because that will give me away completely.
Yeah, because your dash comes from your cunning.
Well, dash does... I can do dash that way, but you can also just, you know...
Oh, do you want to use your action as dash? You can use your action to dash, and then use your cunning action to use your bonus action to hide. So that would be your turn.
Yeah, but in dashing, I lose the stealth that I was walking along the wall.
No. If you dash to move further, and then use your bonus action to hide, that still counts.
Okay. I'm just...
It would just be...
In dashing, if I dash too far, like,
as
she
long
could
as,
give
as
her
long
position
as
away. That's...
Well, they would have a general idea, but they wouldn't be able to target you because you roll stupid high.
Typically, yes. Okay, so...
And so unless they have, like... Unless they're secretly mages, also...
So yeah, I'm going to go around to the end of here.
You actually see a ladder. Propped up against that side of the wall.
And now I'm going to hide. 19 plus 8.
So stupid. Got it.
Stupid him.
All right.
Invisible.
Basically, I can't fight you.
It's great.
It's frustrating.
I like frustrating the DM, what can I say?
Listening to Significant Familiar. You can catch us on Twitter at @SigFam_podcast, and we now have an email, significantfamiliar.podcast@gmail.com.
The role playing continues over at Twitter. You can follow Miri at @Miri_SigFam.
Snoot is also on Twitter at @Snoot_SigFam.
Music is provided by TabletopAudio.com and BenSound.com. Be sure to give them a listen, and we'll catch you all next time.